You're listening to an ATS podcast starring the token crazy Australian, Nurky. Come to AboveTopSecret.com for the best in conspiracy theories, disinformation debunking attempts, critical analyses, and big bad hammers. That website is www.AboveTopSecret.com. And don't forget our motto, deny ignorance.
Infinite global consciousness.
G'day, this is Nurky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in response to Fingerpointer and Sophronia's pod thread titled Iran's Oil Bourse, Is This Game On? Fingerpointer brought up the topic of the attack on Iran by America in response to their using the euro instead of the USD for sale of their oil. Well, I'd like to state that I believe that the events in Iran are a pretense to a single world currency and a world bank. The reaction to Iran using the euro instead of the United States dollar is part of the problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a single world currency. The solution to Iran using the euro instead of the USD results in America trying to own the living shit out of Iran. And that brings out a new problem with America trying to impose its will upon the rest of the world. And they're doing this to ensure dollar stability, because if everybody buys the euro and not the United States dollar, it will depreciate. Now, the reaction to the problem of America imposing its will upon others and trying to attack other nations because of them using the euro instead of the USD is that the world becomes sick of them doing so, and other nations rebel against the dollar and continue to use the euro. So the problem escalates. And then economic instability throughout the world becomes a new problem. The solution to this is that we have a global unified currency and a privately owned United Nations Federal Reserve. Unfortunately, the United States Federal Reserve is also privately owned. Wherein lies the conspiracy? Are the bankers trying to manipulate the euro into becoming a more popular option in opposition to the United States dollar and offering that at a higher interest rate, however still making it more popular than the United States dollar and making heaps of profit from the United States dollar? However, they would also own the United Nations Federal Reserve if it were to come into place. Irregardless of which currency people choose to trade in, the bankers will make a profit. The Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and the other 13 Illuminati families will always make profit regardless of which currency we trade in. Even if we went back to trading clamshells, they would still find a way to make a profit. I'm personally a little bit unsure about the economics behind trading in the United States dollar. Do the oil nations receive United States dollar in payment for oil? Meaning that would a buyer nation take out their own bonds from the US Federal Reserve? Or do they take US currency out of the country by trading with the United States? Do they trade in bonds, or do they trade in what's currently been known as the greenback, but actually isn't the greenback anymore? Because the Federal Reserve is actually a privately owned corporation by the same people that would control the buyer nation's Federal Reserves anyway, so I don't see the difference. Irregardless of which currency they trade in, the bankers that own both Federal Reserves are going to be able to make a profit. Sophronia brought up the quote of Pat Buchanan's that in a few years the dollar isn't going to be worth the paper it's printed on. Well, of course it's not, dear. It hasn't been for years. Why do you think that Abraham Lincoln tried to bring out the greenback? Because currently, or even back then, the United States dollar wasn't worth a friggin' thing. The Federal Reserve uses fractional reserve loaning to lend out 10 times the amount of money that they actually have in reserve. And then people import that into other banks, and then those banks lend out that money 10 times the amount of what they were given, and the money continues to inflate and depreciate in value because of fractional loaning, or fractional reserve banking as it's called. there is very little, if any, reserve in the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve Bank buys bonds from the United States government, at which it is charged interest from, and the bank makes a profit. And in payment for these bonds that they're given, the Federal Reserve prints the American currency, which is then distributed to the populace and is imported into the American economy. The bank is then able to produce 10 times the amount of currency as they actually have in reserve. And once they start lending out this currency in the form of mortgages, personal loans, credit cards, etc., the people are required to pay it back. Once people pay the money back to the banks, they have more in reserve, so they're able to lend out even more. And this is what inflation is in a basic level. As more money is created in the system, the value of the money depreciates because there is more in it. Say 10,000 people owning $10,000, you put in another $10,000 and that first $10,000 isn't worth as much, it's worth half as much. And the bank has completely autonomous control over how much money they allow back into the system. The government has piss all in the way of say, except for the issuance of bonds. But these bonds can eventually just be used in fractional reserve banking to create money that doesn't exist. For example, if everybody in the United States that had a US dollar demanded that they had their portion of the reserve because of the money that they had on that note, then the Federal Reserve would have to declare bankruptcy and the US economy would completely crash. Welcome to the depression of the 20s. Now, if someone were to give me $10 and I created $100 out of that and lent out $110 because I was given $10, this would be considered fraud and I would be put into jail. Why is it okay for the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned corporation, to do exactly the same thing? Now, allowing other nations to trade in the United States dollar puts them completely at the whim of the American Federal Reserve. When they react to this and instead choose the euro or the African dollar, if that eventually comes about, which I'm pretty sure it will, then the bankers that own the Federal Reserve will need to ensure that they own the euro or the African dollar. Otherwise, they're going to miss out on a huge amount of profit. So you can pretty much ensure that the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds already own the majority of the reserve in the euro. This also applies to a world currency. In reaction to the attempt to try and avoid a privately owned Federal Reserve in the euro and the United States and the other countries of the world, people might be choosing the United Nations dollar to trade in. But unfortunately, even proclaiming autonomy from the nations and the euro, the United Nations dollar would still be privately owned, even if it were to be stating that it was completely publicly owned and that it was a true greenback like what Abraham Lincoln tried to produce. But back to the issue of Iran and America attacking Iran, possibly because of weapons of mass destruction and non-compliance with a moratorium on producing nuclear weapon fuel-grade uranium. I believe that United States is going to attack Iran because of a pretext of so-called weapons of mass destruction capability production in them producing weapons-grade uranium, which the Russians had supported them in doing so.
Oh, the Cold War's not over. No, not at all.
But that their ulterior motive will be to ensure economic stability for the United States dollar and ensuring that there is a part of a problem-reaction-solution formula of the rest of the world becoming pissed off at America and bringing about a world bank, a world army, a world currency, a world unified government, and a microchip population of mind-controlled slaves. But on a more realistic scale, all this war over currency that doesn't fucking exist is bloody ridiculous and they should grow the hell up. Unfortunately, that's the exact reaction that the Illuminati want us to think so that they can bring about the solution of a world government, and a world currency. Well, this is Nurki signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in response to the pod thread by Fingerpointer and Sophronia titled Iran's Oil Boss, Is This Game On?
Infinite Global Consciousness.